Cultivating Your Roster. This is the MCOC and Me podcast, and I'm your host, Zach Rossi. This is a good morning, early morning show. It's currently 6:25 where I am here in Nashville, Tennessee, but the birds are chirping outside. We have early daylight. It's just real nice out there. So I'm up early to do my Krav Maga training before I go back out on tour here on Thursday, so I'm just trying to get a workout in. But the point being is that I wanted to make a episode before going to class because I had some really good ideas and some thoughts on something. And this is kind of born from a tweet that I put out the other day, which actually it got a lot of really a surprisingly amount of like retweets and a lot of good support by people, especially some big heavy hitters in the community. So it's really cool to see, you know, some people that are very, you know, well-renowned in the community kind of, you know, have your back on certain things. And all I said was just something very, very easy, just something very matter of fact. And this is in regards to the solo event that we have going on right now, because if you have been keeping up with what's happening, we have this cool little solo event that's kind of, you know, centered around these ex Magicka slash Magic Thief type champions here. And what's really cool about it is if you are following the solo objectives, if you're doing the fights that involve 7 and 6 star champions in the special arena, you'll be able to acquire a really like 2 really unique pieces of rank up materials, which is a 3 to 4 and a 4 to 5 rank up gems, rank up gem specifically for any of these champions. And if you don't know which ones they are, I think Camp Murdoch's got an infograph out there. She does a lot of really good work. But there's plenty of other people out there that have infographs. You know, I know Vega's got one, so go check that stuff out. But what I tweeted in kind of my my 10 cents on this, because my 2s is always for free, was simply this. To the players getting those new rank up gems from the solo event and not knowing who to rank up, here is a tip. Rank up the champ who you enjoy and use frequently. There's lots of influencers out there, but it's your roster. Make the moves that make you happy. And that was it. Real straight, real to the point kind of thing. But a lot of people were, they loved it. They were like, this makes a whole lot of sense. This is great. And I had a couple people that actually replied with their champions that they decided to rank up because they were just happy with it. Like I had one guy who sent me a screenshot of him ranking up Iceman. And I'm like, dude, that's a solid move right there. That's a great champion. He's become a whole heck of a lot better ever since his little tune-up. And I mean, I've always liked him as a as an X-Man and also as a champion within the game. But he's become a whole heck of a lot better. And, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer thing. And then, like, with my 3 to 4 rank-up gem that I got, I decided to take up Adam Warlock because I really enjoy Adam Warlock. I've been playing him a whole heck of a lot lately. He kind of fits into my play style, which I love hitting into the block, and I love that whole rotation of his to keep everything unblockable. And that's the thing that I was trying to get after with my tweet, but it's also having to do with what the episode is about, which is cultivating your roster. And what I mean by that is simply this. We are getting new champions every day. There's always, you know, there's always deals out there to acquire this champion. There's always deals to acquire that champion, et cetera, et cetera. And it's, you know, it could be a lot either financially or, you know, just a feast for the eyes, if you will. But what I would like to kind of promote in this episode is simply this. Your roster, you should cultivate it in a way where you are taking care of the short-term and the long-term content on the horizon. And I'm going to use this Iceman response as an example. This is a champion that has a ton of immunities right now. He can also shut down those really pesky evade nodes. He can shut down some really cool and unique debuffs as well that are placed upon him. And also, it's really cool when you have him as a Battlegrounds defender, if he is awakened, to get that extra little bit of frostbite damage at the top of the fight. And that's a champion right there that is covering a lot of bases. You have Battlegrounds. You have defender placement. You have offensive placement. And you could also use him and tons of content as well. Like if you look at the Thronebreaker EQ this month, it all has to do with mutant champions that are bleed immune. Well, you know, Iceman is a bleed immune champion, so guess what? He's going to benefit very greatly from the nodes that are in that quest. He's going to gain a lot of passive furies, and if you play in the right way, you're going to see the damage fly, and you're going to see a lot of these enemies on the path just get crushed by him. And I saw another thing where another guy was like, hey, I decided to take my Void. You know, I was able to rank him up from a 3 to a 4. And I'm like, man, listen, Void, I know he's a little maybe quote-unquote outdated. I'm using air quotes because of how many, you know, more science champions have come into the contest and what's there. But listen, this is a account and this is a player that was like, listen, I love this champion. This guy really is just fitting my play style. This is someone I can use for a ton of content. I can use them anywhere I want and I really enjoy them. And that's the thing. You want to cultivate your roster to have, I would say, champions that you know that you're going to go to and you're going to have a great time playing them, and they're going to make your life in the battle realm a lot easier. And I've had other rank up topic episodes before, but the point is this. We are being given some really cool and unique rank up materials this time around because they're only specific to, you know, certain groups of champions within each class. So there, if you do go and if you do find those the infographs, there's a lot of champions to pick from that are actually really, really good. Like there are some like pretty jacked up champions within these two categories of like Magic Thief and like the X Magica thing. But that could overwhelm a player a little bit. But at the end of the day, you want to try to pick champions that are going to benefit your roster and a champion that you're going to want to like. When I say also not only cultivate in terms of like content, but a champion that is going to make you play better. Like, for example, we'll take Kate Bishop. I know a lot of players love Kate Bishop. I love Kate Bishop as well. But what makes her tick is that whole slowdown mechanic. You want to get that perfect release kind of thing. And I know that there are some players that really don't know how to kind of lock that down just yet. But once they do, and once they take the time to practice and cultivate the skills, they're going to make their Kate Bishop shine, and she's going to blast through so much content, whether it be like Everest content or just run-of-the-mill, everyday, basic content. But like I said, whatever I say to you, it's not going to matter, because I'm going to go back to my tweet that I said here. Pick the champion, or in this case, champions that are going to make you happy and that you use frequently. Like I've said before on previous rank up episodes, don't worry about social media influencers. Don't worry about the influencers on YouTube. It's really cool to have those champions ranked up as like part of the popularity vote, or popular vote rather, excuse me, still early on in my brain. But you don't want to rank up a champion that is popular to everybody else but not popular to you, and that's just going to sit on the bench, because then you've wasted those materials, you're not really happy using that champion, and you're going to be kind of like, man, I wish I didn't. Case in point for me, Dani Moonstar is one of those champions. I ranked her up to rank 3 or whatever, but I rarely use her. I know that might kind of, you know, upset a couple of the Dani Moonstar players out there, but look, I really don't use her as much because I like using a champion like Iceman a whole heck of a lot better, or Apocalypse or Omega Red or Colossus as mutants. That's just who I like. That's just my play style. That's who I'm attracted to. That's just like, those are the champions I want to go for. But to wrap this up, to put a bow on it, cultivate your roster for the now and for the future. Rank up the champions that you enjoy, that you use frequently, because at the end of the day, like I've said before, it is your roster, and you want to make moves that are going to make you not only, you know, confident for content now and later, but also happy. You want to enjoy your time playing this game, and you want to have champions where you're like, you know what, I can go in there, I can smash this whole thing out, and I'm going to have a great time doing it. But I'm going to go make myself breakfast, get ready for my class here, but I hope you all take my advice to heart. I hope it works out for your rosters going forward, and I hope that you're all getting those really cool solo objectives every day by simply doing a quick couple of fights in that really cool arena. This is the MCOC Me podcast, and I'll talk to you all next time.